My name's Audrey, and welcome back to my podcast, The Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf and post a new episode each Monday. I love reading, so I want to spread my love of reading to kids. Where we left off was Kirsty and Rachel exchanged worried glances. "It's our bedroom," said Rachel. "Come on." The next chapter is called Tug of War. The girls started to run back to the house, but it was slow going in the deep snow. It seemed like forever before they reached the front door. They flung off their snowy coats and boots and raced upstairs to their bedroom. The bedroom door was open, and they could hear Buttons growling from inside. They rushed in and then stopped in their tracks. Two goblins were sitting on the edge of the windowsill, clutching the girls' Christmas stockings and squawking in fury. Buttons was hanging on to the other ends of the stockings, growling deep in his throat. The goblins were wrapped up in wool scarves, and one of them clearly had a cold because his nose was very red and the bony feet were reaching for topmost branches of the apple tree. "They're trying to get away." exclaimed Rachel. "Good boy, Buttons." The girls raced across the room to help Buttons, but Natalie cried out in surprise and flew toward the goblins. "That's not a hat," she exclaimed, pointing at the goblin with the red nose. "That's my enchanted stocking." "That doesn't belong to you," cried Rachel. "Give it back." "Leave us alone, horrible human girls, screeched the red-nosed goblin. "Achoo!" Rachel and Kirsty grabbed the ends of the stockings and pulled as hard as they could. There was a loud ripping sound. "Ooh! 3 against 2, squealed the other goblin. "Not fair." "Pull!" yelled Kirsty. "Hold on!" yelled the goblin. The strange tug of war continued, but the goblins were struggling to stay on the windowsill. The girls and Buttons gave one last yank, and the goblins came tumbling inside the room, still clinging onto the stockings. Rachel, Kirsty, and Buttons all fell backwards, panting. And the goblins landed on top of them. "Ouch!" said Kirsty, pushing the red-nosed goblin off her leg. "Get your elbow out of my eye," moaned the other goblin to Rachel. Everyone sat up and tried to catch their breaths. The goblins pulled off their scarves. Natalie perched on Rachel's knee. "Why are you making so much trouble?" she asked the goblins. "You took my enchanted stocking, and now you're trying to steal Rachel and Kirsty's stockings, too. That was a really mean thing to do." said Kirsty. "You shouldn't take things that don't belong to you. And you shouldn't mess up things that other people care about." Rachel added, holding up the ripped stockings and gazing at them sadly. "These were our favorite stockings, and now you've ruined them. They'll take forever to fix." "Ruined?" exclaimed the red-nosed goblin, sniffing scornfully. "They're perfect. They're the best stockings I've ever seen. Not like this silly thing." pointed to the enchanted stocking, which was still on his head. Rachel and Kirsty were puzzled. "You mean you want stockings that are all ripped and ruined?" asked Rachel in confusion. The other goblin rolled his eyes at her.
"Of course we do," he said rudely.
"Neat, clean stockings are for girls and fairies. Brave, handsome goblins like me want stockings like these." "That's what you were doing here?" "That's what you were doing here?" asked Natalie. "You were looking for stockings to hang up for Santa?" "That's none of your business," said the red-nosed goblin, sticking out his tongue at her and sneezing loudly. "Anyway, why shouldn't we have these stockings? Jack Frost has one, so why shouldn't I have them too?" The goblins started to move toward the window, wrapping their scarves around their necks.
"I've got an idea,"
Kirsty whispered to Rachel. "I think we can get the stockings back, the Natalie's enchanted stocking back, but it means we have to give away our own Christmas stockings." Next chapter is called Stocking Swap. If it helps Natalie, then I'll happily give away my stocking, Rachel replied at once. "After all, Christmas isn't just about the presents that Santa delivers." Kirsty smiled at her. "I thought you'd say that," she said. If we can convince the goblins to give us the enchanted stocking, in return for our stockings, we might still be able to keep Jack Frost from ruining Christmas." The girls looked at the goblins. They were just about to climb out of the window and were shoving each other, arguing and sounding very grumpy.
"Wait," Kirsty called. "Please come back."
The goblins looked around in surprise. Rachel and Kirsty held out their stockings.
"Would you like to do a swap?" Kirsty asked.
"What do you mean?" asked the red-nosed goblin in a suspicious voice. Kirsty took a deep breath.
"If you give Natalie her enchanted stocking, we'll give you our ripped stockings," she said.
Natalie looked at the girls in amazement. She hadn't heard their plan, but she knew how much their stockings meant to them. She hardly could believe her ears. Goblins took a step toward the girls. "Really?" asked the red-nosed one, taking the enchanted stocking off his head and holding it in his hands. "You really swap this horrible thing for those lovely stockings?"
"Don't believe them," squawked the other goblin, tugging on his arm.
"It's a trick. They're lying."
"It's not a trick. We always tell the truth,"
said Rachel. "Give us the enchanted stocking, and I promise that you can have the stockings to keep." The goblins went into the corner and whispered to each other for a long time.
The girls couldn't hear anything except an occasional sneeze.
Natalie fluttered onto Rachel's shoulder as they waited. At last, the goblins turned around and Rachel and Kirsty held their breath.
"We agree," said the goblins together. the goblins said together. Smiling, Natalie flew over to them and handed them the enchanted stocking. It returned to fairy size as soon as she touched it. Then Rachel and Kirsty gave their ruined stockings to the goblins. Hee hee hee! Squawked the red-nosed goblin. We've got two stockings for one. Those silly humans don't know how to bargain. Achoo! He ran around the room, waving his ripped stocking above his head. Come on, said the other goblin in an impatient voice. Let's go. They sprang out of the window onto the branches. The apple tree disappeared into the darkness. They sprang out of the window onto the branches of the apple tree and disappeared into the darkness. Rachel and Kirsty looked at each other and laughed. We did it, said Kirsty. Now there's only one magic item left to find. But Natalie didn't look as happy as they expected. It's wonderful that we found the enchanted stocking, but it's still almost Christmas Day and the charmed candy cane is still missing. Without it, boys and girls won't get any delicious treats this Christmas. We'll think of something, they said. Rachel said kindly, but first let's make sure those goblins are really leaving. I don't want them to cause any more trouble here. They hurried over to the window and leaned as far as they dared. In the yard, they could see two goblins climbing down the tree trunk. Their skin gleamed in the moonlight. You're going too slowly, one of them complained. Hurry up. Get your foot out of my eye, grumbled the other. I'm going as fast as I can. What's the big rush anyway? I want to try some of the stripy candy that Jack Frost has, said the first. If we're not back soon, the other goblins will have eaten it all. You're right, said the other goblin, speeding up. They're all really greedy. Achoo! Natalie and the girls gazed at one another in amazement. Do you think they're talking about this charmed candy cane? Asked Natalie. Yes, said Kirsty. Jack Frost might be keeping it close to him, right in the heart of his ice castle. The girls exchanged a glance. They were happy to know where the candy cane was, even if it meant a trip to Jack Frost's ice castle. The next chapter, which we're not going to read, is called A Sweet Surprise. So, if you like this podcast, tell your friends and family about it, and I'm sure they would like it too.